And a good afternoon. It's 5 o'clock. I'm Dave Lewis in the KMAA newsroom. This is our 5 p.m. COVID update in which we visit with some local health professionals today. Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director, is joining us. And Julie, I'm looking down KDHE's website, and we got a lot of numbers to talk about. But boy, it looks a whole lot different today. I wasn't able to get a printout, but I did get some numbers here, and because I didn't bring my laptop, can't look at it here in the studio where I'm at. But we see a pretty hefty increase, but the percentage of increase in cases isn't necessarily that high. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, Dave. Thanks.
Certainly. Well, I see that the number for statewide positive cases is up to 552, and in Riley County, that number has seen a couple of bumps here in the last couple of days also.
Yep, it has. We continue to get in positive cases almost on a daily basis now, so we're up to 8 as of now.
8 total.
8 total.
What can you tell us about some of those cases?
Sure. So the most recent we just learned about this morning, we know that the last two individuals that were added since the last time I talked to you are a 41-year-old male and a 42-year-old female.
Are they a couple?
Both had not okay. A couple. But they had both travel in their history. So that's the good thing, is we continue to see travel in the history of our positive individuals. And so that leads us to believe that there is no evidence of community spread right now. So that's a good thing. We're also currently in the process of finding out more information about those last two, and we've begun our contact investigation. That's one thing that our clinic is very busy doing on a daily basis, is this contact investigation and monitoring patients as well. So currently we're monitoring 28 people, and we also still have 9 tests that are pending, and that number includes tests that are pending in Fort Riley as well. So total, we've had 70 negative tests so far in the county.
Okay. The 552 total from today's numbers across Kansas, that's up 70 from yesterday. That's about 12.5% jump, which, the community spread aspect, I know that that's one of the things that we've been obviously very concerned about. And it would seem to me that stay-at-home orders and, being smarter about what you do, when you do, if you have to go out, that seems to be holding, keeping things at bay, at least keeping your fingers crossed that's the case.
That's right. Yeah, we still encourage people to stay at home. You know, we see quite a few people out on the streets. We hope that it's for an essential reason, but stay at home as much as you can, please.
There was one that you reported that had traveled to Kansas City for a church conference. Was it that one in Kansas City where there have been a number of reports from? Are you familiar with that?
There's been 3 positives now that we have that have come from that church conference.
Oh, my. So that was not a wise decision to continue with that, because that was, the weekend of the 23rd? 21st?
I believe so.
Something like that? Goodness. Johnson County has 161, Wyandotte with 106. It's also notable that we have 3 more deaths in Kansas due to the coronavirus. That number is now up to 13. Well, what words of wisdom do you have for us today?
Well, something that I shared on the Facebook Live here just a moment ago is to stay positive. It's really hard to do in a time like this because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. We don't know when this is going to end. We've heard things, as far as when this is going to peak, we've heard at the end of this month and even on into May. So I just want to remind everyone to stay positive. I see a lot of positive messages floating around on social media, by word of mouth, people's actions, and even on the sidewalk. I constantly see in the form of sidewalk chalk these positive messages that it really makes me smile. So keep that up, and maybe even, I heard Dr. Duff talk this morning. He had a good suggestion. Maybe have conversations that are not centered around the pandemic at hand. Get off social media for a while. Turn off the news for one day. Anything to kind of take your mind off of it for a while.
Well, there are a lot of things. I know that, the teachers and the schools have been redistributing some of the students' materials from their desks and from the classrooms here over the last few days. And got to give them credit. They were making a nice, lively atmosphere when the youngsters and their families were pulling up to get their stuff. And lots of cheering, just a lot of happy faces. And it's neat to see that kind of enthusiasm from our educators when they see those kids. I know that that meant a lot to not only the teachers and the kids, but also the parents as well. So that's a good example right there.
Absolutely. Our school district has been amazing. And I actually went through the process. I have a son in seventh grade. So we went to Eisenhower to pick up our stuff. And it was really neat to see. And everyone was just in a really good mood. And I'm sure the kids enjoyed that.
Have you been keeping track of your hours? How many you've been working here lately?
Oh, yeah. A lot.
I'm sure that's the case. Oh, bless your heart. And we know that there's a lot of heroic efforts that are coming out there as we continue to try to move through this process. Any words from maybe state officials that you're hearing? I know that there's, the stay-at-home place is obviously, the stay-at-home order is obviously on a statewide basis. And you look out west and it's fairly barren on the map as far as positive COVID tests so far. But anything from the governor that you'd like to add, and maybe from Secretary of Health and of the KDHE, Lee Norman?
Yeah, I really enjoyed listening to Dr. Lee Norman. He has a lot of great words of wisdom, and I think he's on almost every single day. And so any chance that you can get, I'd really encourage people to listen to him. Very smart guy, and I know that he's been kind of given that same positive message, too. You know, we haven't really seen the peak yet, but stay positive, and we'll get there.
Mm-hmm. Quick question concerning the test that you had positive from Fort Riley. You said you're up to three now?
From Fort Riley?
Yes.
I believe it's just two.
Okay.
At this time, I'll have to check on that. But
And the one that was earlier was kind of redirected, I think, over to another county, wasn't that? That first one that was mm-hmm. from Fort Riley? Okay.
Yeah, the very first one that we had was a Manhattan address, but it was Pot County.
So gotcha, right.
Shifted that over.
Okay. With Fort Riley, and whether it be military or family, what's the process there? Do they go to Irwin or do they come to Manhattan?
I think it's kind of dependent. You know, the Army does like to do their own process, and rightfully so. And so, but we will help them with the contact investigation. So for instance, the very first one that we saw was a soldier that resided in Manhattan, but he was a Fort Riley soldier. So they did their testing on their end, and we helped them with that contact investigation. So it's a joint effort once that's done. And we have a really good relationship with Fort Riley, and they know what they're doing up there. So it's good.
Okay. Well, once again, the call screening number, 323-6400, and the email, if you have any questions, would be RileyCountyKS.gov/ Riley County.
Yes.
Go ahead. You do it.
You're thinking of the webpage.
The webpage,
so
right.
RileyCountyKS.gov is the website. And then our email, if you have any questions, is RileyCountyCovid19@gmail.com.
You see, I'm just not used to working these late afternoons like this. So.
Yeah.
Well, Julie, we look forward to hearing, hopefully, some more positive results tomorrow when we visit. And we certainly appreciate all the work that you and your crew and all the health professionals in the community are doing in our local battle against COVID-19.
Thank you, Dave.